This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Both houses of parliament have been adjourned till 2 p.m. When the lower house reassembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Minister of State for Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal introduced the Tribunals Reforms Bill 2026 amid the opposition uproar. Coal and Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy introduced the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2026. Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai introduced the Kerala Alteration of Name Bill 2026. Minister of State for Cooperation Muralidhar Mohol introduced the National Cooperative Development Corporation Amendment Bill 2026. After that, the presiding officer Sandhya Ray urged the opposition members to go back to their seats and allow the House to function. The opposition members were on their feet demanding a statement from Union Home Minister Amit Shah over the issue of alleged police action during student protests over the NEET issue. As the pandemonium continued, the presiding officer adjourned the House till 2 p.m. The Har Ghar Tiranga movement is gaining momentum across the nation. In Maharashtra, Tiranga rallies were organized in various districts of the state, including Bid, Thane and Bultana. In Manipur, Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand participated in the campaign from his residence. He urged the people to recognize themselves as Indians first, then a Manipuri. In Nagaland, the BJP organized a two-wheeler rally, Har Ghar Tiranga, in Kohima today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged citizens to participate enthusiastically in the Har Ghar Tiranga movement and renew their collective resolve to contribute towards building a Vikasit Bharat. In Jharkhand, students have started a march from Jaipal Singh Munda Stadium towards the Jharkhand Legislative Assembly over alleged irregularities in recruitment examinations. The Jharkhand Public Service Commission, JPSC, and Jharkhand Staff Selection Commission, JSSC, Reforms Munch-led student agitation entered its 17th day today. The protesters are demanding cancellation of certain examinations, particularly the JSSC, CGL and a CBI probe into the alleged irregularities. The government has claimed that 98% of their demands have been accepted. Meanwhile, BJP leaders, including Leader of Opposition Babulal Marandi and State President Aditya Sahu, were detained while protesting outside Chief Minister Hemant Soren's residence. The gross merchandise value of the government e-marketplace GeM has increased from 422 crore rupees to over 1,55,000 crore rupees in the last decade. In a social media post, Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal said GeM is emerging as a key driver of self-reliance that is also strengthening the foundation of a Viksit Bharat. On the occasion of World Lion Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India's Asiatic lion population is thriving, with its habitat and range expanding. Sharing an article written by Union Minister Bhupendra Yadav, Mr. Modi highlighted that the government's unwavering commitment to conservation, backed by strong community participation, is an inspiring example of protecting the country's wildlife and preserving the species for generations to come. Thousands of Kashmiri diaspora members staged a protest march in Bologna, Italy. They condemned the killings of innocent civilians by Pakistani forces in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK. The protest came amid growing demonstrations by Kashmiri diaspora groups across the world. The Jammu-Kashmir Human Rights Observatory has recorded 93 civilian deaths during the escalating protest in POJK over the last month. Chinese authorities have evacuated more than 1 million people from eastern China, including Shanghai, as Typhoon Dolphin made landfall. The typhoon brought heavy rain and disrupted transport across the region. Nearly 1,000 flights were cancelled in Shanghai today. Authorities have downgraded Dolphin to a tropical storm. China had earlier issued its highest level red alert for Dolphin, which is the strongest storm to hit the country this year. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued an orange colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over East Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and West Madhya Pradesh today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.